Hello, you've reached the answering machine of Hudson and Pepperdine. We're either not here or we're screening our calls. So if you're one of the people we do want to speak to, start speaking after the tone and we'll pick up. And if not, then probably we really are out, in fact. So just leave a message. Actually, we really are out.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. It's the Hudson and Pepperdine Show.
What?
Oh, my God, is it now?
Pick up. No, not me. I'll get it.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
No, what are you doing on the phone? You're the announcer. You're supposed to be here at the start.
I couldn't get in. The bell wasn't working.
Well, where are you?
I'm in a call box across the road. Sorry, there was quite a queue.
Oh, look, we'll come down and let you in a minute. I can't talk anymore. I've got to do the song, and it's quite hard to come in at the right. Her name is Hudson. She is the showgirl.
With yellow feathers in my hair.
And a face like Lionel Blair.
Her name is Pepperdine. That's not so easy to scan.
I bust my ass to be a star.
That's right, she slept with Marc Lamar.
Across the crowded floor.
We work from 3 till 4.
We are young, we have each other. Who could ask for more? 'Cause we're Hudson and Pepperdine. The hardest act north of the Northern Line.
Pepperdine.
Yeah, all right. Okay, it's been a struggle break. Better go and let Leslie in.
What, at the front door?
Yeah.
But it's miles away. I mean, it's down several flights of stairs.
They've got all those little landings in between for you to rest a bit.
All right. Hurry up.
Leslie, you'll have to do my part.
What, me? But the song's about you.
No, go on, it could apply to anyone, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Now we're partners.
Oh, yes, we're teammates.
Though some might say we're chalk and cheese.
You know we always aim to please.
I do the funny bits.
I've got the biggest tits.
Yeah, all right, maybe it's not that appropriate. Okay, thanks, I'll take over now.
Leslie.
Got me, though.
Yes, we're Hudson and Pepperdine. The hardest and north of the
Piccadilly Line.
Leslie, what the hell were you playing at?
I'm sorry, as I said, there was a queue for the phone and the bell wasn't working.
We rely on you to turn up on time and do your job in a professional way.
Unfortunately.
And if you can't handle that, then there's no room for you in this outfit.
Fortunately, because it's already quite tight on her.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Anyway, look, what happened to the key we gave you?
Oh, I'm afraid I mislaid it. Down the back of my vest. Hiccups.
What?
What?
I'm sorry, it's just that I've been under a great deal of strain lately.
Oh, look, we all get a bit fraught from time to time.
Yeah, and
don't
some people
we?
Are just better at dealing with it.
Look, would it help if I did some healing?
Well,
good. So, just while we're sitting here on the settee, just make yourself comfortable. That's it. Right. And start to become aware of your body and the space it occupies in the room. You have a right to that space. The universe accepts your right to it. It's your space. Actually, sorry, can you just move up a bit? You're squashing my leg.
Oh, right, sorry.
Now, the form of healing I'm going to use is called Reiki, from the Japanese Rei Ki. Your ki is your life force energy, and Rei, I think that's the name of the bloke who invented it, actually.
Are you actually qualified to do this?
Yeah, I've been attuned as a Reiki healer, which means I've had my body's energy channels opened and cleared of obstructions.
Oh, yeah, that was after that shellfish, wasn't it?
Look, please, I'm trying to heal this man.
Sorry.
He's obviously under a lot of stress. That could seriously damage a key.
Well, he's lost it. It's gone down the back of his shirt.
Look, you have to sneer at everything, don't you? I mean, you were like this about my reflexology.
Well, no, just a knee-jerk reaction.
I buy organic vegetables and you poo-poo them.
Well, you know, we both do, eventually.
I mean, I'm just trying to be helpful,
well, all
you
these
know.
Things you do. I mean, it's expensive, for one thing.
Oh, what's money?
Well,
there's plenty of money in the universe. You just got to have a bit of faith, and some of it will come your way at some point.
Yeah, or it'll come your way, and then at the last minute, it'll veer off in the other direction.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like last week.
£500,000 is yours, Brian. The next question could net you an incredible £1 million.
Oh, my God.
Take
what?
Your time, Brian, but,
who wants to be a millionaire?
Remember, I do have to hurry.
Loads of people do, don't they?
No, the programme.
Oh, right.
Friend,
I always think the questions on this are so easy.
Well, it's much harder when you're actually there in the studio, you know.
What, they ask you harder questions than the ones they show on the telly?
This bloke's doing really well. If he gets the next one right, he's going to win £1 million.
So what's it to be? Can I phone a friend? Who are you going to phone?
Blimey, he looks just like my friend Brian. Oh, bloody hell, would you believe it? Yeah, all right, I'll get it.
Hi, it's ITV's Chris Tarrant here at ITV on ITV's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I've got your friend Brian here on ITV, who's very keen to have a word with you here on ITV.
That's very kind of you, thanks.
Hello, Mel.
Hi, Brian. It's funny, I was just talking about you because there's someone who looks like you on the ITV.
Mel!
Oh, God,
Mel!
Hang on a minute, Brian.
Just a minute, Vicky, I'm on the phone!
Sorry about that, Brian. Listen, I meant to phone you the other day because I had Jonathan and Lucy round for dinner and they were saying they hadn't seen you for ages.
No,
we were wondering if your psoriasis
this
got any better.
This is quite important!
I had to go to the doctor for something similar, although mine isn't actually on my genitals.
But
anyway, my doctor prescribed me this really great cream which has pretty much cleared it up, actually, and I thought I should tell you about it.
No.
It's got steroids in it, so it's not recommended for long-term
no,
use.
But I can
give you the name of it and you can ask your doctor. I can't remember what it's called, actually, but I've written it down somewhere. Hang on, I'll just go and get it.
Oh, now what have I done with that thing? Oh, yeah, I know.
Listen, Mel, I really need to talk to you.
It's no, not now, not now. I'm still on the phone.
Mel, I'm on the telly, on ITV. I need you to answer this question.
Right, I've got it. It's,
It's really important.
Yeah, all right, I'm being as quick as I can. Look, it's betnasol, all right? Betnasol, betnasol, okay? So, look, I've got to go now, because we're just watching something on the ITV, and it's getting quite tense. But, I'll see you soon, okay? Love to Scott.
Brian?
That's Brian on the phone.
I'm
really
going to have to hurry you here on ITV.
Have I missed much? No.
Betnasol.
Sonny?
Are you sure about that?
Not really.
Is it your final answer?
I suppose so.
If it had said A, parasol, you'd be wrong.
Oh, I love parasols.
If it had said C, limassol, which is actually a resort
in Cyprus,
you'd have been wrong. If it had said D, aniosol...
Yeah, isn't that stuff that you...
You'd have been wrong. But you said B, betnasol, which is a steroid cream used in the treatment of psoriasis, and you've just won yourself £1 million.
Oh, wow! Isn't that great? Oh, lucky bloke! I love it when that happens on ITV, 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 ITV. It's funny because my friend Brian came into all that money around that time as well.
Yeah, and did he give you anything?
Yeah, he bought me that little tube of betnasol.
Who's that?
Oh, it's the landlord.
All right, well, can you get me a gin and tonic and a packet of ham and mustard crisps then?
No, our landlord, the one who owns the flat.
Oh, sorry, well, don't let him in.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
It's that time of the month again.
How did you know?
I mean, for the monthly payment, the rent.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Yes.
Have you got any cash?
No, not till my dole check comes through.
Is there a problem?
No. We haven't got the money, though.
Yeah, is there any way that you could wait a few...
Years?
Well, that rather puts me out.
Oh, no, we don't want to put you out.
No, stay for a drink.
Yeah, what can I get you?
Oh, well, perhaps I might have a small glass of port.
Port, right. Cockburn's?
No, that's cleared up now as a matter... Oh, I see what you mean. I think it's Coburn's, actually.
Oh, right.
Yes, the CK is silent, like in my name.
Oh.
Well, do have a seat, Mr. Cohead.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
There's your port, Mr. Cohead.
Thank you. Ah, it's always a pleasure to be entertained by two attractive young ladies.
Yes, isn't it?
I have to say, the sight of a couple of sparky, larky, fun-loving ladies like you two, well, it brings a lump to an old man's trousers.
Yes, doesn't it?
I might be prepared to make an exception on this one occasion and take payment for the rent, in kind, as it were.
Oh, great!
What?
Well, I don't mind being kind to Mr. Cohead.
No.
Look at him.
No, he doesn't mean that.
He's a dear old gent.
No, he wants us to shag him.
What?
Good, that's settled then. Well, I have some other tenants to see while I'm in the building. I shall return in 20 minutes. Looking forward to it.
Oh, no, what are we going
to
do?
Well, you'll just have to sleep with him.
Oh, yeah. What? Why me?
I've got to go out.
When?
In about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's when he's coming back.
Actually, that reminds me, do you think I've got too much blusher on?
No.
Oh, good. I always feel a bit self-conscious, you know, wearing makeup. I always worry I might look like a man in drag or something.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, good.
No, not at all.
Oh, thanks.
No. Because, I mean, they always wear all that heavy foundation over their stubble, don't they?
Oh, right.
Hang on, what's that?
What?
You've got something in your hair.
Oh, God, what is it?
It looks like a couple of French women.
Oh, no, I hate that. Can you get them out?
Bonjour Françoise, bonjour Gauloise. Mwah, mwah,
mwah, mwah. One more. Mwah. Can you believe this merde?
Oh, I know, it's like a merde house in here.
No, I mean this merde she's got in her hair. It smells disgusting. What is it, mouse?
Oh, I think you mean mousse.
Oh, yes. You know, English women, they don't know how to look after the appearance.
That's right.
They don't bother with the most basic daily steps.
That's right.
Like a back wax, for example.
And the acid mask. Mm.
And their breasts.
Oh.
So flat and flippy floppy.
Oh. Like a load of crepe.
Yeah, you mean pancake?
No, I mean crepe. And their perfume, you know, it's like toilet water. In France, we have eau de toilette.
It's much, much better. Yes. And then they dress so badly, maybe a pair of socks that don't match the jumper.
You have reason.
And they wear the pants of old men at all times.
Yes. I've heard this. And also, they are that funny shape, so the trouser suit does not fit. Either the top or the bottom is wrong.
Mm, if this were a French woman, she would chop her legs off.
At the very least.
And their makeup?
Bah, like a child has done it. And you hear them complaining, they're so boring voices like this, all on one note. Oh, it's this bloody mascara brush.
Yes, even though it's probably made in France, so it's very good.
Very good, yes. And, you know, they're so passionless. What must they be like in bed?
I dread to think.
They probably don't even know how to spread the fingers of one hand out in that way that shows you're having an orgasm.
Well, they're probably not even sexually active.
No, they probably just lie there.
That's if they can even get a man in the first place. I mean, look at these two.
Oh, les pauvres.
I mean, one looks like a man in drag and the other is clearly anorexic.
Yes. Although still quite fat.
Well, she's got a few more pounds to lose, yes.
I mean, you can still see her.
Yes.
Ooh la la.
Oh, that's it. I've got them.
Oh, thanks. Oh, God, I hope that's the last
time. Yeah, do you remember when you had them under your fingernails?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome tonight's special guest from Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty. Let's hope she'll show us a...
Yeah, can you just get on with it?
Sorry. Please give a big welcome to Ms. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, sorry, actually, no, she's not here, I'm afraid. She couldn't make it.
What do you mean? Just do the impression.
I told you, I don't do impressions. I've got multiple personality disorder. It's a different thing.
Well, is Sinead one of your multiple personalities or not?
Yeah.
Well, tell her to get out here, then.
I can't. She doesn't want to work with us. She says we're too mainstream.
What?
Bit naff, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Are you sure?
Well, all right, I'll try. Hang on. Sinead, are you there?
I'm not coming out.
Sorry, you see, I mean, you know, you can't just call on them at will. I mean, you know, Sinead represents a side of me that kind of only manifests itself when I'm traumatised in some way.
Traumatised?
Yeah.
What, like sort of injured or something?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, sort of, yeah. Don't you think that was a bit cheap?
Sinead, hi.
Mother.
No, it's Vicky.
No, I'm Mother, that's my title.
Oh, right, sorry, yes, I forgot you've been ordained, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
So it's not just Sinead anymore, it's...
Well, in full, it's actually Sinead, Mother, Bernadette, Marie...
Osmond.
Des O'Connor, yes.
Right, I like your dress, by the way.
Thanks, yes, it's my vestments.
And with the trousers underneath, very fashionable.
Yes, it's a whole outfit, vestments and pantments.
Ah, very nice. So anyway, it's lovely to have you here, Sinead, because it's funny we should be talking of names, actually, because that's what our song today is all about. See, I don't know if I've ever told you this, Sinead, but I have a problem, and I think it might be one that you share. It's my name. I find a lot of people, some of them quite important people, like you'd think would know better, like agents, casting directors, producers, they still get it wrong. They call me Vicky Pepperdine. They say, "Hi, Vicky Pepperdine, what a great performer you are. Much better than your partner, Mel." And I say, "Thanks, you're right, but it's Pepperdine." And I try to laugh it off, but you know what, Sinead? It drives me balmy. And knowing you, I expect it makes you more than a little hot under the dog collar as well. But I think I've come up with a solution. It's Dine with an I, not Dean with an E, cause Dean with an E will make me scream. Not Dean with an E, but Dine with an I, cause Dine with an I is fine. Okay, Sinead, over to you.
No.
Come on.
No.
In your joint.
No.
Sinead with an aid, not need with a need, cause need with a need will make me bleed. What's the matter?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Well, it's just insulting, isn't it? I mean, it's superficial, patronising, it's utter crap, it's arsewipe, it's dross.
What are you getting at?
I'm not doing it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Don't swear.
Well, sorry, but...
I mean, Pepperdine, anyway. You know, what kind of a name is that that you can't even see how to pronounce it from the way it's written down?
Well, what do you suggest we do?
Well, I've been adapting a traditional Irish piece. I brought some sheet music.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself.
No, sheet music, you know. Sheet with an E, not shite with an I.
Oh, right.
Sorry. So, it's kind of based on a traditional Irish dance.
Oh, what, like a ceilidh?
Ceilidh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Kaylee.
Minogue. Has she done a version?
All right, let's just have a look. Right, he moves through the flaw. Oh, sorry, should that be Fliad?
No, that is flaw.
Oh, flaw, yeah. Okay. What does that mean?
It's a place where Irish people gather to dance.
Well, like a dance flaw.
Very funny.
Okay, so let's just get going on it. Hang on, where's the other part?
Well, there isn't one.
Oh, right, I'm singing it on my own, am I?
No.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fine. Off you go then.
Okay.
My own love said to me as he moved through the floor, and slowly I watched him reversing his Kiad.
Hang on, sorry, Kiad? That you mean car?
No, Kiad.
What's that?
It's a type of goat, all right? They don't like to go backwards. It's quite a feat to drive them that way.
Oh, right. Okay.
He stepped up beside me, and this he did say...
I'll just make some tea then, shall
fine,
I?
Shut up.
Okay.
It will not be long, love.
You're doing sugar?
Shh.
Sorry.
Till our wedding day... I dreamed last night that...
Do you mind? Oh, sorry.
That my young love came in. He drifted so softly with...
Hello? No, she's not here.
Skin.
Oh, hi! That, I'm good. How are you? No, I've got Sinead O'Connor here. No, that's apparently how you pronounce it. Yeah. No, that is Des. Yeah. All right, no, I'll see you later. Yeah, about 10 o'clock. The Firkin! All right, yeah. Cheers. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, look, I can't possibly work under these conditions, all right? Oh, give me strength. What is it now?
Hello there, you cheeky little thing. How about a bit of rumpy-pumpy, then?
What?
Oh, come on, I know I'm early, but...
Why don't you stick your rumpy-pumpy up your... Who was that?
That was our landlord.
Oh, sorry, was I a bit rude to him?
Oh, no, it's okay. He'll be all right. He's probably gone to that men's group next door.
Okay, so, hello again, everyone. We've got a new face with us today. Mr, Cockhead, is it?
Oh, well...
Actually, we don't use surnames in the group, perhaps fortunately.
It's so, Dick, actually.
Dick, right, welcome. You've just joined us today.
Well, I'm not sure I actually want to join.
No, that's okay. Commitment can be daunting. See how you go, eh? So, how are we all this week? Dan?
I'm under a bit of a cloud at the moment, actually. I don't know if it's a particular anxiety or just generalised ennui, but it's very unsettling.
Okay. What about you, Alex?
I'm quite badly hungover.
Right. How much did you drink, Alex?
18 pints.
Of what?
Bacardi.
Right. And do you have any thoughts about what might be making you drink so much?
Oh, geez, sorry.
I mean, what's been going on for you recently?
Well, my girlfriend left me and I've been made redundant.
Okay. That's been terrible for you. And do you think the two events were related in any way?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
She's my boss.
Okay. Alex, do you think there's another problem behind all this?
I hope not.
I mean, often, when faced with attacking behaviour from others, it's easy to feel that we somehow deserve it, that we're bad or to blame in some way. Would you plead guilty to that?
Yes, my lad. Oh, I mean, sorry, yes.
You see, you agreed with my criticism. That's okay here, but in a less sensitive environment, you'll find it allows people to just ride roughshod over you.
Look, sorry, could
not
I...
now, Dick. It's at that point, Alex, that many people give up and find solace in drink, drugs, even sex. Dan, does any of this sound familiar to you?
No. But I can relate to Alex's difficulties in this area. I mean, I think the real problem is one we dare not name.
And what's that?
Well, it's like a nameless fear.
But what should we call that fear, Dan?
Well, we dare not call it anything. It's nameless. That's the whole point.
But what I'm saying, Dan, is that perhaps we should give it a name in order to take away some of its power over us.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So what could we call it?
Wagwarg, indestructible god of darkness.
No, perhaps something less, less terrifying.
Oh, I see. Well, Johnny?
Good, good. Tell us about Johnny.
Oh, he's like a voice.
A voice,
yes,
good.
That lurks inside us, preventing us from being our true selves.
Okay, good, good. Alex, have you got a Johnny inside you? Is there a voice inside you trying to get out?
Oh, I see. It's hard to say, really. I mean, occasionally I've done, like, a Scooby-Doo voice when I'm down the pub with my mates. I mean, look, don't ask me to do that now, because, like, I'm sober.
Alex, you're quite safe here.
Sorry. Who is Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is the name Alex has given to the voice that speaks for him.
No, it's a cartoon dog on the telly.
Oh, okay. Well, can we help you in any way? Perhaps make some pub background noises?
Oh, well, all right then.
Well, come on, everyone. Bit of role-playing. I'm sure we can come up with something. Did anyone see the match?
No. No.
This beer's not very nice, is it?
No. Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Dick, you've been very quiet up till now. Is there anything you'd like to contribute?
Well, it doesn't seem appropriate, really.
We don't like to label anything as inappropriate here, Dick. We're not in the business of judging anyone.
Well, no, but just a bit embarrassing.
Whatever it is, it's better if you let it out. Tell us. I mean, why is it you've come to us today?
I've come for the rent.
There, that wasn't so hard, was it? You see, we're often afraid of admitting our true needs for fear of incurring rejection. But once we've taken that first step, it isn't always as bad as we imagined, is it?
No.
No.
So can I have my rent?
No.
My young goat said to me...
Oh, look, I've had enough of this. I'm going out.
Oh, okay, well, mind those rough girls.
Oh, they don't scare me. They're only about 12 or something. Excuse me, please. Sorry, can I just squeeze past if it's not too much trouble?
Ow!
Thanks, sorry.
Just watch yourself, all right?
Sorry, yes.
Do you think we've got the C-word written on our foreheads or something?
No, not at all. No, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye. Stupid cow. What's he say, Leanne?
Well, I can't see no blue line yet, but it might take a few minutes.
Oh, I can't believe it, you know, I can't believe it. If he's made you pregnant and then just run off with someone else.
Yeah, it's so typical.
That is men, you see, that is men all over. They're just like frightened of the C word.
Yeah, they think we've got it written on our foreheads.
No, not that C word, the other one.
Oh, right, yeah, commitment.
Yes. I'm just so sick of it, you know, I mean, they're not prepared to work at a relationship. They expect it all on a plate.
Because yeah, we could have had something really good and he's just thrown it all away.
This is it.
He's thrown 3 weeks down the drain.
That's it. For the sake of a fling.
Yeah, and you know what, in all that time, he never once told me how he felt about me. No affection, no nothing.
Well, they're frightened of their own emotions.
Well, this is it. They're like children.
I mean, you know, how can someone Ryan's age act like some little kid?
I know.
I mean, how old is he?
He's 14.
He should act his age and not his shoe size.
Well, he's got quite big feet, though.
Well, he should act his shoe size and not his age, then.
Well, I'm not sure, though. I think they might be a 10.
Well, he should act his age, then.
Well, this is it.
You see, that is the trouble with men. You know, they're not confident enough of their own sexuality to be able to deal with yours.
He could not handle it.
And then they get to a stage where they had to have, like, a younger woman on their arm to boost their ego.
Yeah, make themselves feel more confident.
This is it. I mean, how old is she, that Marlene that he's chucked you for?
She's 8.
That is pathetic.
She's young enough to be my daughter.
That is pathetic. They're all the same, you know. I mean, it's like that Woody Allen, you know, being married to that young girl.
Suni Previn,
yeah. This is it. It's like abusive.
Yeah. His films are really funny, though.
Yeah, well, he's an artist, isn't he? I mean, you've got to be able to take that into account. I mean, you know, someone who can produce something like Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan's never done nothing like that, though.
No, well, Ryan's not Woody Allen.
No, he's quite short and ugly, though.
Well, yeah, but he's not an artist.
No, he's just a little git.
If he's made you pregnant, I will knock him over.
Bastard.
Bastard. Does he think you've got the C word, like, written between your legs or something?
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Look, there's no blue line.
Oh, okay. Oh,
excuse me again.
Ow.
Thanks.
Sorry.
OK.
okay, bye.
Who's that on the phone?
My stockbroker. Yeah, bye, okay, bye. God, I can never get rid of him.
hang on, where's Sinead?
Oh, she sang herself to sleep.
It's Cohead, in the cupboard.
Is he? What's he doing in there?
No, hide, in the cupboard.
Oh, okay, oh, I see, is there room in there?
Yeah, just move some of these cups and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hello, just letting myself in. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, no.
Quick, shut the cupboard door.
Oh, no, don't do that. I'm scared of the dark.
No, you'll be okay. Look, it's actually quite light in here, even with the door shut.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
It's because of the glass front. Oh.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm ready to claim my droit de seigneur, as it were. Do you want it up there, or shall I come down here? I mean, will you come down here?
No, look, there's been a slight change of plan. We've got your money for you.
Yeah, oh, God, you got it, did you? Oh, well done, I didn't think we had any.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but before I hand it over, Mr. Cohead, there's something I've got to say to you. You see, I've got a problem, and I think it might be one that you share. It's my name.
Oh, yes, that's true. You see, people often come up to me and they say, "Why, Mr. Cockhead, what a great block of flats this is you own." And I say, "Thanks." But the CK is silent. And they say, "Oh, sorry, Mr. Cockhead, what a nice blow of flats." And I say, "No." And they say, "You mean knock."
Just get on with it.
Oh, all right. It's Co with an O, not cock with a knock, cause cock with a knock gives folk a shock. Not cock with a knock, but Co with an O, not Dick Cockhead, but Co.
And I'm Dine with an I, not Dean with an E, not Dean with an E, like Pearl and Dean. Pepper when you dine, piper when you preen, it's a pooper when your pipe's not clean.
Pooper when your pipe's not clean, that doesn't make any sense.
Shut up.
Ow. And I'm Sinead with an E, not Sinead with an Yad, cause Sinead with an Yad sounds really bloody mad. Say Shin instead of Sin, Aid instead of Mead, it's a sin, spell your seed on me. That's a tree. It's cock with an ock, not co with an o.
Co with an o
will make him blow. Say co with an o, not co with an o. Not Dick Cockhead, but co. She's Dean with an e, not co.
Hudson and Pepperdine Show was written and performed by Mel Hudson and Vicky Pepperdine, with Martin Hyder, Jim North and Keith Wickham. The script editor was Graham Garden. The music was by Richard Webb, and the producers were Claire Jones and Helen Williams.
Have you got the money then?
No, you don't get paid. This is the BBC.